This is the Seedbed Daily Text, Kingdom Tide. A quick note about where we've been so far and where we're headed together next. Last week, we dedicated one day to each of the five ripples of awakening that we're exploring together. Over the next several weeks, we're going to dive more deeply into each of those ripples, dedicating 5 days to each of them. So today we'll start with Dissatisfied Part 1, tomorrow will be Dissatisfied Part 2, and so on as we progress through each of them in that way. So let's begin today diving in with Dissatisfied Part 1, A Mirage in the Desert, John chapter 4. Verses 13 through 15. Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." Consider this. The desert makes you thirsty. The heat dries up the soul, and the empty promises of satisfaction turn out to be nothing more than a mirage. There comes a turning point when discontent and dissatisfaction awaken desire, and only the real thing will do. The desert life of the woman at the well has been examined countless times, and she's been chastised for her promiscuous record of jumping from one bed to the next, scoring 5 husbands, and then living with a man who was not even her husband. But is this what is happening here? Look again. What rights did women have in this culture and time? None. They were seen as the property of the men in their lives, as difficult as that is for us to even articulate now. That's the honest truth. First their fathers and then their husbands. And the husband could cast out the wife for nearly any reason he wanted. So most likely what we have here is a woman who has been rejected and cast aside by the very people in life she counted on the most. Promise after promise, broken and empty, a mirage in the desert. She was disappointed, dissatisfied, and desperate, thirsty for the real thing, until she met Jesus. And in him, like us, she found every promise fulfilled and overflowing. The prayer. Jesus, you are the living water and the only thing to satisfy my thirst. Keep me dissatisfied with anything but the real thing. The questions. What thirst tends to lead you astray? What empty promise and mirage seems most enticing to you? Why? For the awakening, I'm Matt LaRoy.